reinformed investor. Thanks to Century 21 agents, defying mediocrity and delivering extraordinary experiences.
131873 is the number now at 9:30 to 10. You're listening to Nights on 3LW, 2GB, 4BC, 2CC. And we've got Warren McCarthy joining us now, CEO of Century 21, to look at what happened on the markets over the weekend. Hello, Warren.
G'day. Good to speak to you again, John. It was another magnificent weekend. It's almost deja vu, actually, John. I mean, we've had 80.3% auction clearance rates for Sydney, 75.7% down in Melbourne. But the one that I think's the quiet achiever that we talked about in the last few weeks is Brisbane. They've had a 57.1% clearance rate for 93 auctions that were presented. And the same time last year, they're only doing 44%. So a great uplift for that particular cap city. And I think there's a lot of activity occurring out in the Brisbane suburbs, a lot of buying going on right now. And I think it's represented by the fact that the new stock that we talked about in the last few weeks coming to market has slowly but surely been improving. We saw a situation last week where it was down about 15.7% on the same time last year. Well, that had come down from about 22%. Well, just this week, it's down only 13.6%. So you can see that gradual reduction of the number of new stock coming to market compared to last year is improving and showing that the stock is slowly releasing throughout the commencement of spring. So it's a good sign.
Yeah, okay. So we got less stock than last year, but it's starting to trickle up, and people, when something comes up, they're going for it, aren't they?
They're going for it. The old demand versus supply is coming through a lot, and people are seeing an opportunity and they're going for it. They you know what, the old adage is, if you sell and buy in the same market condition, you don't really lose out. You think you're losing a little bit on your sale, but you pick it up on your purchase. So it's quite okay to get stuck into the market in that same sort of time frame if you can. And the other interesting statistic, John, I noticed was the month-on-month activity that's been happening in the mortgage area, up 5.1% over last month, which is showing us that the banks are actually following through and releasing money to the buyers that are out there seeking the property that is available. And I think that has a little bit of bearing on why the auction clearance rates are also up. They've got access to funds and they're spending it.
Okay. All right. Now, here's the is it $150 million question? You've got a lotto, a Powerball draw later in the week for $150 nice. Million. You'd buy a few houses with that. But yeah, which suburb is next to boom and where can you pick it? This is always the question, particularly as the market starts to move, people going, where can I look that's got a bit of movement and something where I'm going to get some good capital gain?
Yeah, it's always an interesting assessment. You know, it depends on a number of things. Some people want to go for the capital growth side of the equation. Others look for rental yield. And it's hard to get both. I mean, in Sydney and Melbourne, when prices are up pretty high in a median sense, you're not going to get that really strong yield, but you'll certainly get the capital growth. And if you're looking for yield, you might look at other areas such as the likes of Brisbane and Adelaide. And I think eventually Perth. You know, Perth has been down in the last 5 years by around about that 15%. But I just see that with the infrastructural spend that's happened over there, about $4 billion has been spent in that lovely capital city. I think that's going to turn, and you'll find with the mining boom recommencing, there's going to be a lot of influx of people and a demand for the property market there that's going to see it go certainly up in price. And I look forward to seeing that over the next few years.
Yep. Okay. So we've got We got the next the next month. You think we're going to be looking very closely at what happens in the various states?
Well, I think the as the stock releases more and more through this spring period, you'll see a lot more activity. We're seeing it through in the Century 21 figures already, and it's really encouraging to notice. And we talk to a lot of the offers out there across all of the capital cities in which we're represented, and they're all saying that there's a lot more people turning up to open houses. There's a lot more attention at the actual auctions, with bidder numbers up considerably from where they were a few months ago. And that's really good signs as we go from that period and then into the summer, which will round us up right till Christmas.
And the government's got those moves, which I think went through the Parliament last week, that they promised the election for first home buyers, so they can get, you know, with as little as 5%, with the other 15% being guaranteed by the government to try and help first home buyers. There are obviously income limits on all of that and price limits, but are you seeing any movement from first home buyers there?
Most definitely. And We only did some statistics the other day on that, and we saw that, you know, they're making up around 30% of the buying audience right now. So certainly those incentives are starting to shine through, and some won't come into play until January 1 of next year, but that's okay. They're starting to get their look, and in certain cases they're buying, and that's a good sign to see that the first home buyers are going to get into that lower level of the market, which then pushes the middle and higher ends of the market, and you see a really good strong momentum that ultimately leans back into the next boom that we will certainly have within the next few years.
All right. You've got about 40 seconds. I'm going to ask you a silly question, Warren. CEO of Century 21, do you watch The Block?
I have on occasion, yes.
It's funny because it's like it's, you know, I've got people that watch it religiously, the auctions, but it creates a kind of a almost a false picture of what goes on, although we all love a good auction, don't we?
Oh, auctions are tremendous. They're the true form of test of a marketplace when buyer and seller come together. And, of course, if you're interested in the property, all you've got to do is register and put that paddle up and bid.
All right. Good on you, mate. Great to talk to you. Let's
good
talk
to
next
speak
week.
Again.
There you go. Warren McCarthy is the Century 21 CEO.